Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What a wonderful psalm is Psalm 23, written by David, who was once a shepherd boy. It's so rich with hidden meaning that there have been numerous interpretations of almost every word in it. Look, for example, at the third word in the first line, that two-letter little word is. It stands in the present perfect continuous tense. As a qualified banker, I would say that it is neither a stale-dated nor a post-dated check. You can always encash it right now. It points back to the Lord and forward to the shepherd, because it is the Lord God of heaven who became the shepherd through his beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the ever-present I Am. This little psalm tells us more about God than almost any psalm in the Psalter. In 5 of its 6 verses, it tells us the meaning of God's wonderful names. Verse 1, which says, I shall not want, tells us of Jehovah Yireh, or as commonly pronounced, Jehovah Jireh. The scripture from which this wonderful name is taken is Genesis 22:8, God's instruction to Abraham to take his son Isaac and to offer him up as a sacrifice was not a demand for human sacrifice, but a test of faith. For when Isaac inquired of his father, where is the lamb? Abraham said, Elohim Yireh, or God will provide. One of the 4 freedoms of the Atlantic Charter, drawn up at the end of World War II, was freedom from want. To the believer, God has promised to satisfy every need, not every greed. Verse 2, which says, He leadeth me beside the still waters, speaks of Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace. The scripture from which this wonderful name is derived is found in Judges 6:24. The people of Israel were greatly impoverished. God had commissioned Gideon to be the deliverer, so he built an altar unto the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom, because the people wanted peace. The world today yearns for peace, and soon the Prince of Peace will come to establish peace forevermore. Verse 3, which says, He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness, tells us of Jehovah Tsidkenu, the God of righteousness. The scripture from which this wonderful name comes to us is Jeremiah 23:6. The people of Israel had broken all the commandments, and that section of them known as Judah was in captivity in Babylon. They knew why they were there, and their hearts longed for a restoration, but it could be given them only on the basis of forgiveness. So Jeremiah prophesied that God would raise up a righteous branch, and that his name would be Jehovah Tsidkenu. We not only long today for an age of peace, but also for an age of righteousness. Jesus said, as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be before the Son of God returns. And who will deny that we live in an age of immorality and that we long for an age of righteousness? Verse 4 of Psalm 23 says, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, reminding us that God is the all-powerful one, Jehovah Shaddai. The first mention of this wonderful name appears in Genesis 17:1, when God made a covenant with Abraham. The promises therein were so great that only El Shaddai, the Almighty God, could keep them. It was an affirmation of 2 things that God was going to do. 1, to make Abraham into a great nation, and 2, to bless all the families of the earth through him. Verse 6 of this psalm says, And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And it reminds us of Jehovah Shammah, the name of that great city mentioned in Ezekiel 48:35, for Jehovah is there. The people of Israel were in captivity and had hung their harps on the weeping willows, but they longed for the day when they would return to the old temple to find that God had come to dwell in their midst in all his glory. It will be in and through the Lord Jesus Christ whose name is Emmanuel, which means God with us, for his abiding presence will be ever with them who have been redeemed by his precious blood. The great thing about Psalm 23 is that it makes the remote God of the early verses, which reverted Jehovah as he, into the closer God of thou or you, moving from the third person to the second person, which says, you are with me. This is very comforting when one is walking through the valley of the shadow of death, always remembering that we should walk through and not live in the valley. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me down to lie. In pastures green he leadeth me, the quiet waters by. Yea, though I walk in death's dark vale, yet will I fear no ill, for thou art with me, and thy rod and staff me comfort still.